Hi, this is Ryoko from EchoStream, and you are listening to Radio DMZ Pocket Edition.
And we're back, but before we go ahead and get into the worst of non-Descon, I'm going to go ahead and play another audio clip from our other long-form recording, which was the EchoStream Q&A. We also got the concert, and we'll put those up eventually, well, hopefully soon, so you can check them out, but here's a clip from the EchoStream Q&A.
Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
What was your inspiration for your album cover, the new one that just came out?
The Duality of Courage?
Yeah.
That's a good question. All right, well, let's do the long answer, since this is Q&A, and we have to fill the time somehow. So that album, actually, it's not a concept album, and our albums are not concept albums, although after we've put a bunch of songs together, we kind of find a theme that unifies things. And when we're picking the songs that go on to the albums, because we make more songs than are actually on the albums, and when we're picking the songs that go on to the albums, we think about a unifying theme for them. So they're not concept albums, like they don't start from, let's do a concept, but they do have a thread that holds them together. And that album, Ryoko and I had watched a video called White Light, Black Rain. And it's a documentary about Hiroshima. And one of the stories that's in there, it's a very good documentary, and if you haven't seen it, definitely watch it, but it's really sad, obviously. But one of the stories that's in there is about a girl who's, her and her sister were in Hiroshima, and when the bomb went off, they were with their mother. And the bomb went off and killed their mother. And they watched it happen. They basically saw their mother die. And they survived, though. And she said that a few weeks later, a few months later, I guess, when they got the trains up and running very quickly after Hiroshima and after the bomb. And her sister went and stood in front of a train and killed herself. And she went to the same train track, same area where her sister went to, and she stood in front of the train. And right before the train was going to hit her, she moved out of the way. And she said that at that point, she realized there's two kinds of courage in the world. There's the courage to die, because to kill yourself or to die, it takes a lot of courage to step into that unknown world. You know, you don't know what's beyond. But to live also takes another kind of courage. And she said that she had realized that her sister had one kind of courage, but she had another kind of courage. And so that's where the album title came from, The Duality of Courage. And that, we gave that idea, that story I told to our graphic designer, who's also a very thoughtful guy and a very cool artist, and he came up with this album cover of the lion and the diver who's going into it, but the equation that's in there is actually the equation for the event horizon, and the event horizon is the point of a black hole where you can't escape the gravitational pull. So the diver is going towards this point, but not quite at the point yet. So there's still the point of being able to kind of go somewhere another direction. And that's what that is.
And that is just a taste of the Q&A that we recorded. And hopefully, okay, not just hopefully, soon we'll be able to get the rest of it to you one way or another so you can check it out. It's really good. It's about an hour long. Definitely worth checking out. Also, check out their albums, and again, I have to salute Ryoko from EchoStream for doing our radio drop for this segment. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get to the worst of non-Descon. The OO is silent. It's N-A-N-D-E-S-U-K-A-N, and it basically means, or supposedly means, or actually means, what is that? Like, non-Descon? Eh? What's that? Non-Descon. Kind of great. Makes me think of Kangaskhan, though, for some reason.
Kangaskhan!
Yeah, I'm not going to do any more Pokemon impressions or anything. I'm also not going to sing. This isn't cross-border gaming. We don't sing.